Loyalist Township Council agreed to support Quinte Conservation in applying for funding from the Green Municipal Fund as part of Growing Canada's Community Canopies Initiative. Outreach and Stewardship Coordinator with Quinte Conservation, Lindsay Nash, explains what the organization is looking to do with the funding.
Quinte Conservation, alongside the Quinte Urban Forest Network, is proposing to be the lead applicant for the GMF Fund. By doing this, we are providing our 18 member municipalities the option to leverage funding and staff support for planting projects, both existing and proposed, as long as the trees haven't been planted by the time that we obtain the funds. So as lead, Quinte Conservation will focus on planting a diverse range of native tree and shrub species.
Nash spoke about what Quinte Conservation expects from its partners.
Quinte Conservation's expectations in working with municipal partners and private interest groups would include a letter of support from council, a financial contribution of 50%, a tree planting budget with the source of funding identified, the identification of existing and proposed programs so I can apply it to the grant, and then identification of sites where an increase in tree canopy would be beneficial, either on private or public lands, and any data or current tree canopy studies to support or identify the need for trees. So in exchange, Quinte Conservation will coordinate administrative and logistical aspects of the application. We will assist with leveraging additional funding where possible. We'll act as a liaison between municipalities, local interest groups, and the funders. And then we will also submit the final reporting.
Nash explained the application timeline.
My timeline for this grant is right now I'm going to municipal councils to obtain support to apply as lead applicant. This is important because I cannot apply for this grant as lead without support of council. We can partner with other private interest groups like schools, Rotary, stewardship councils, churches, those kinds of groups who usually do tree planting projects regularly. So by the end of March is when I'd be looking for municipalities to respond to me with project participation and a general project outline, what they want to do and what they have going on. And then by the end of April, I'm planning on formally applying for the fund with a professionally reviewed planting plan and an urban forestry grant coach, which would be supplied by the GMF fund.
Nash went on to note when things would move forward.
So there's about a 6 to 8 month waiting period after applying before hearing back, which would put us at tree planting for fall of 2026 or spring of 2027. Now we do have a period of 2 years before to use up the grant. So we do have a little bit of wiggle room in that regard. And then for the following years, we would maintain and monitor the planted trees.
Nash spoke about eligible initiatives under the grant.
Funding opportunities are for long-term and permanent tree planting and forestry intention. And it's actually a really wide range of tree planting projects that would qualify for this grant. And that includes street tree planting, urban planting, park tree planting, riparian planting, forest restoration, and reforestation on both public and private lands. A maintenance plan and a survival assessment report are required following each project. So as long as they can be assessed after planting, then that would make it eligible.
Nash noted why it makes sense to work with a number of municipalities.
So this is a 50% match cost share grant with a minimum project cost of $50,000. Now, a lot of our municipalities and private interest groups don't have $50,000 to put forth for tree planting, which is the benefit of all grouping together for this grant. So half of the budget would be covered by the GMF fund, and the other half could come from either municipal budget. Other funds could come from private interest groups that may do fundraising, and other grants. We can stack grants as long as they're not funded by the 2 Billion Trees Program or Trees Canada.
Nash explained why tree planting initiatives are good for the community.
Implementing a watershed-wide tree planting initiative through different levels of partnership creates capacity for the community to work together while supporting climate resilience close to home. There's many benefits to planting trees, specifically climate resiliency through flood retention, which is a big interest of Quinine conservation. But then trees also provide many other benefits, including reducing carbon dioxide from the air and producing oxygen, which is good for physical health. Trees reduce heat island effects in urban areas. They cool buildings in the summer with shade and provide windbreaks to buildings in the winter. Connecting with nature and trees improves mental health. And planting a diverse native tree species promotes healthy soils and habitats for a wide range of insects, birds, and mammals that reside in the Quinte area specifically. So this aligns really well with Quinte Conservation's vision to advance watershed knowledge and collective actions to strengthen our natural ecosystems.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.